Welcome to Healing From Within with your host, John Robson. This program helps you experience transformational shifts in your health and well-being to feel energized, vibrant, and alive like never before. Now, here is John Robson.
Hi, guys, and welcome to the show today. It's a pleasure to be here with you, and it's also great to be here with got a special guest, Johannes Vislinger. You're here with us today. Welcome, Johannes.
Hi, thank you, John. Really wonderful to be with you.
Wonderful. It's really good to have you here. So what's in store for you guys here today is we're going to be continuing the journey into mental health, understanding it as not only the missing link between understanding health and disease, but also as a revolutionary new healing paradigm, which really blows the understanding of disease out of the water. So obviously in previous shows, we've looked at the different categories in healthcare and we've looked at the conventional, traditional Western medicine. We've looked at alternative practices, complementary, and where the integrative and integral model emerges from, and where mental health fits in. We had a look at the different health beliefs which can impact your choices around your health and well-being, and we've looked at what it actually means to be mental healthy. So today we're going to go into a little bit more on that from Johannes's perspective, and also go into really taking a deeper look at the organ, stress, emotion, belief, social connection, and just how specific that is. It's exciting to be here with you, Johannes.
Well, thanks again. You know, it's always a pleasure to spend time with you in general, but also to talk about mental health, because it's just such a powerful, transformational new science. I mean, what I call it, it's an art and science, like healing is in general, right? And mental health, as you said, for me has a lot to do, or the basics is about the organs, stress, belief, social connection, and really how the body heals. You know, the body heals itself. And so really a pleasure sharing that, you know, the stories and my wisdom or my knowledge with you.
Yeah, and the good thing is you've been doing this for a number of years now. So could you just share with the people listening here, how long have you tell me about your journey to launch in the mental health in 2004.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I've been into complementary alternative medicine, biofeedback, energy medicine for a long, long time, and especially working with auras and chakras and some of the biofeedback technology that I developed in one of my past life, as I call them, because it's been it seems so long ago. And you know, I've always been interested, like for the last 25, 30 years in the subject, learning more how our body works, because to me it was always kind of weird that, you know, everything in life seems so structured. There seems to be meaning in everything that happens, right? If you look at the stars, if you look at, you know, computers or anything really, there is some kind of pattern that we can see, and only disease seems to be random. It seems to be just happening to us out of nowhere, and that just did not make any sense. And you know, obviously also my parents, my mom had major health issues, which, you know, that affected me also personally. I had a lot of health issues in my life. Some people called me or said, yeah, you have instant karma, meaning, you know, whenever something didn't seem to be right in my life, I have some health issues popping up. And so I really wanted to understand the deeper meaning. What is going on? You know, how do our emotions, our thoughts, our spirituality, you know, our life purpose, how does that play a role? And obviously, you know, many of you that are listening probably have heard about mind-body medicine. And I think that is rather accepted now in Western medicine and Eastern medicine anyway, because that is one of the cornerstones, you know, in Chinese medicine and other medicines in the East. But, you know, mental health goes so much further, where we know there is a very specific connection between our organ or organ tissue, very specific stress qualities or stresses that we experience, very specific emotions that we have, very specific beliefs or thought patterns we have, and the social environment. And that to me is really mind-blowing. And, you know, and probably many that are listening have heard about Louise Hay's books and other books that talk about the mind-body connection, which are great books, which they have been perceived more out of an experiential, you know, understanding or intuitive understanding. The big difference, I think, with mental health is that it's very much science-based. It's, you know, very viable. It's empirically, you know, practiced by thousands of health professionals around the world. So we have a lot of knowledge and a lot of, you know, experience over the last, like, 11 or so years.
And I think, like you say, that is so much, What I find about Meta Health and the directories that we use to find out these things and the specificity is because it is based on empirical evidence, and it's like, it's so hard, it's so precise and so specific. So sometimes with some of those intuitive things, although they get very much close, and intuition is such a powerful tool for us, and it sort of gets us thinking in the right ballpark, sometimes it's kind of not tangible. I couldn't quite relate to it in my own life. It was like, you know, the heart is to do with loving and kindness or something in it. And it wasn't quite hitting the nail on the head for me, but as soon as I found Meta Health and the specific conflict which related to the coronary arteries or the coronary veins, and applied that straight away with clients, it was like hitting the nail on the head. It was so accurate that it was kind of, it became so obvious as to what was going on.
Yeah, and I think the reason is because, you know, it's not just the heart, it's not just the skin, it's not just the liver, you know. In mental health, we know it depends on the kind of tissue. It's much more specific, you know. So with the heart, it could be the heart muscle, it could be the coronary arteries, the veins. I mean, there's many different parts, and they react very differently to a stimulus or a stress stimulus within our body. And you asked me about some of my health issues, and about actually in one of my the first book about mental health, I talk about that quite a lot. You know, one of my eyes, so the conjunctivitis that I had as I was 18 years old, which, you know, I just never understood. I mean, you know, you're like 17, 18, 19 years, and you have these like strong, you know, burning eyes and eye issues and conjunctivitis, red eyelids. And then, you know, I was in India, I was doing kind of a spiritual quest and doing a lot of work on myself, and suddenly the symptoms went away, right? And which was great, but I never understood why. The same with my back pain that I had, a tremendous amount of back pain, and people that are listening and do have back pain, they know how painful they can be and how devastating, because you think you can't walk anymore, you know? And so really understanding and becoming aware, I think I like to use the word becoming aware, because just understanding what the emotional connection is to a certain organ symptom that you might have is great, but it might not be enough. But awareness, where we really dive into it and allow our body to transform based on that awareness, is really the key. And obviously there's many techniques, many therapies, methods that we can use, counseling and experienced therapists or mental health therapists that can help. But I think at the end, the transformation is always our own. The self-healing always is our own. And in a way, if we remove the stress that is actually really attached to that organ, which to me is really the visual I use, if we remove that stress, that emotion, that energy that is in the specific organ tissue, if you remove that, then our body says, oh, finally the thing is gone, and goes back into auto repair, because our body is really, our body mind is really a repair machine. And this auto regulation, automatic regulation, is one of the basic principles in nature. You know, our body just wants to repair itself, wants to go back into balance, into harmony. So everything our body does is a great thing. It helps us to deal with our life situations.
Yeah,
and that to me is just brilliant, you know, that and that's, I think, the core, really, what for my perception, if anybody listening just integrates one principle into their own life, that is that every symptom we experience, from minor to major, is meaningful. It's the body does something to help us deal with a situation that we are stressed about. If we find out what that is, let it go, transform it, our body goes back into repair, into regeneration, into healing.
And that's such an important realization that everything else then underpins on from. And the body really is, its fundamental state is homeostasis. Its fundamental state is balance. So anything which is out of balance in excess or in deficiency, then we know there's an underlying conflict within the body that's going on, which is getting manifest as an exaggeration or a minimization of a reaction within the body. And that's how meta health can be very specifically, which organs and tissues is that happening in, right?
Right. And you mentioned something, I think, which is really important to kind of just sense, you know, that let's say we have a situation in our work relationships or personal relationships. Somebody says something to me, and you know, based on our beliefs, what we believe to be true, and you know, past experiences, like Bruce Lipton is saying, like epigenetic conditioning. You know, we all conditioned in a certain way that we react to some things more intensely than to others. So based on that pattern or conditioning, we react. We feel angry. We feel upset. That anger, upset, puts stress on our specific organ, and that's really the key I was mentioning before. So, visualizing, feeling that stress is not a generic full body experience, though it could be, but it is really attaching to very specific organ tissue. And I like the huna. There's a very nice metaphor that in huna, the Hawaiian old healing science, they tell or they use, which is basically when we experience something and we are not conscious about it, we do not experience a certain emotion in that moment when it happens. What our unconscious mind does, it takes that emotion that we didn't experience, puts it into a little black bag, closes it up, puts it down to a specific organ or organ tissue, as we know, and kind of stores it there, you know, and says, hey, you didn't deal with it, so let's put it there for a minute. And then, you know, whenever we seem to be calmer and, you know, the unconscious feels we are ready to look at that emotion, that situation, it brings it up into our memory. And then usually we freak out and say, oh, no, where's that coming from? That's not me. Puts it back down. And so, you know, at some point when we allow that emotion to come up, we are allowing it to become aware of it, and then it disappears, because an emotion is not meant to be stuck somewhere. Emotion means energy in motion. So it's just an energy that runs through our body, and we give it a certain meaning. So with some, to some person, anger or that red kind of fire, power, intense energy, action energy, some people might call it anger, some people might call it, I feel strong and confident. You know, it's very much aligned to how we associate certain emotions. So my point is that very specific emotions really are stored energetically through that matrix that is around us. Quantum physics explains that very well. There's this matrix around us energetically, and we store certain emotions within within certain organ tissue. And then only if we allow it to come out, then we can release it and let it go, and you know, the body just automatically goes back to balance.
And is it? It's also not only in the organ, but also in the field around that organ or associated with that organ, isn't it? And it's like your collective stress on specific themes. This is what's so great, is that, like you say, sometimes we can go through an experience of stress that is an all or nothing response. It's a real significant time, and we trigger a lot of our different organs and tissues. But a lot of things aren't that way. A lot of things are so much more refined, so much more, you know, I'm annoyed about a certain component of what's gone on. And what mental health really helps us to see, isn't it, is that that specific component has been found to be associated with this organ. We can reverse it both ways. We can be like, from what you're telling me about the conflicts you experience in life, sometimes we find that you might have an issue in this organ, and the person goes, "Oh yeah, I've had trouble with that organ for years." Or have you found that to be true?
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, you know, you can go and see. That's the beauty, and the way I use with my clients, and when I do the trainings, I use really two principles. I think everyone can really associate very well. Think about it like, you know, a scale. Like you have like organ above the stress, emotion, belief, social connection. That's our different levels of our body, of our system, right, of our organism. And if you know one, you know all of them. So basically, if I know somebody gets angry very often, and you know, angry about fighting with somebody else because they just feel like they're invading their territory or their space, then very likely this is connected to the liver parenchyma. Mm-hmm. And we know the emotion, we know the organ, we know the very likely the stressful situation, we know the social environment, they're attracting and fighting easily with other people. So yes, I mean, it doesn't matter if you come from an emotional or psychological belief level and then associate, you know what the organ is, or you know the organ symptom and then know what the emotion and social situation is. But I think that's one level, right? We know that the direct interconnectedness between organs, emotions, beliefs, and our social environment. And by the way, that social environment is so powerful, so important that we cannot, you know, we all underestimate, you know, because often we say you can do anything you want, you know, the kind of very American kind of positive mentality. That is very true. But, you know, if you live in an environment that does not support that what you would like to see, then you either have to change it or you're going to be very much influenced. So this us living in a social environment is very, very important, you know, and to really understand that. So the next level is the phases, because...
Well, let's talk about that in a moment, because we're going to come back on that social environment, because it is such a key component, because we've heard many things about different social environments creating different states of wellness and things that are common themes. But so we're just going to go to a short break here, and we'll be right back with you to continue on this journey of healing from within and understanding the profound wisdom of Metta Health. See you in a minute.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Are you stuck? Feeling frustrated or overwhelmed? Do you keep putting off your dreams until tomorrow? Is your to-do list growing while time keeps shrinking? Are your closets and cupboards crammed but your life still feels empty? Join soul coach and vitality expert Amy Dufresne each week for Vital Lessons, feeding your body, mind, and soul. Amy and her expert guests will help you to clear out the clutter and inject more joy into your life. Be inspired to keep going and create the life you crave. Listen Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Holy hormones, honey! Every week, this groundbreaking radio show brings you insight about hormone fluctuations, addressing the core biological issues that cause mood disorders, and offers a general support center for women everywhere at any stage in their lives. Host Leslie Carroll Botha has the passion and drive to help you make informed decisions about your well-being and reclaim your life. Holy Hormones, Honey, sponsored by True Hope Incorporated, is broadcast live every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You
You are listening to Healing From Within with John Robson. To participate in our discussion today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to john@meta-medicineusa.com. Now, back to Healing From Within.
Hello and welcome back. So you are here with me, yourself. I'm your host, John Robson, and you also Johannes Vislinger. And today we're talking about the organ, stress, emotion, belief, social connection. And as the lady said there in that little intro, do send an email. If this stimulates some questions, do send me an email and we'll be sure to answer those in the upcoming shows. So we were just looking there, just finishing up on really the impact of that social environment and how much that can't be overlooked. Because we can transform from within. We can change the way we're perceiving our environment, and we can make a shift in our physiology. But sometimes if we keep putting ourselves back into a social environment that we find stressful, whether it be a home situation or a work situation, it becomes very hard to do the work that we need to actually transform. And sometimes that social shift, isn't it, Johannes?
Yeah, totally.
That social
let me give you an example with that. We just experienced, you know, someone that had, you know, major back pain and, you know, a guy. And, you know, he really worked on himself, understood the connection to self-worth and putting a lot of pressure on him, you know, and we probably go in some of the examples a little bit later. But my point is, and he really improved, but then he was going back into his work environment where basically the same stress triggers, the same situations came up again and again and again. And if you, you know, obviously you can change your perception because that's something I like to address, because when we talk about, you know, stress triggers or certain life situations, because that's the core, certain life situations affect us tremendously, physically, emotionally, mentally. And it is not the life situation itself, right? It never is. It is always our perception.
And the meaning.
How we perceive that and situation. And so, you know, but so you can change internally, as you said, John, but if we go back and if the environment around us doesn't change, often things become chronic. And so especially if you listening and you experience some chronic issues, always look at both. Look at how you can transform yourself, how you can release your emotions, how you can understand the meaning why you have that health issue, and also see how you can shift your environment so it supports you better.
And those are all in the conscious actions, isn't it? It's like you say, because we get to that state of awareness, we understand what's going on, and we can transform some of the things within our own thinking and concepts and perceptions. And then also it's really important to then think, and what social changes can I make in my environment that are really going to support my healing journey too?
Absolutely. 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 Yeah.
Wonderful. And so another key principle that we were just beginning to maybe look at was the two phases and 9 points of disease model. Would you like to really share about that, Johannes?
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, you know, the organ, emotion, belief, social connection, if you consider this to be from the top down up, you know, one axis basically. The other axis is the time. And especially for, you know, health professionals, this is so, so powerful, because suddenly we don't consider disease as something static anymore, but a disease, which we really don't call disease anymore. We just call it a bunch of symptoms that, you know, are we experience, you know, and it suddenly becomes a process, you know, a process where something triggers something in our body, the stress triggers, as we call them, you know, our body goes into the stress phase. Sympathetic, you know, all the typical stress hormones, stress symptoms going to be there, cold hands, cold feet. The organ, and that's important, the organ reacts in a certain way depending on the organ tissue. So, for example, the skin, the top layer of the skin, the epidermis, reacts with a cell minus, with a, like a little ulceration. It becomes thinner. And then once
during
the stress
phase. Yeah.
During the stress phase, yes. And once the stress phase is gone, we go into repair phase. And, you know, interesting enough, a lot of the symptoms that we experience in life are part of this regeneration phase. So with the skin epidermis, we you know, go into a repair phase, and suddenly we have hot, inflamed skin, you know, eczema, neurodermatitis. In the past, we thought, oh, now we are sick. But knowing that there's a process beforehand, there was a stressful emotion, a stressful situation on the skin, then once the stress is gone, that's actually the repair, the regeneration phase. And what this does is that it just kind of opens up, you know, the whole perception. We're not afraid anymore. Or suddenly some mysterious symptom appears. There's always a process you can see very, very nicely. Most of listeners now can see that. The easiest way to see the two phases is, and that's just something everybody listening can try that. Pick one symptom that you had for maybe for a week or a few months or a few years, and just realize that this symptom sometimes is less strong, less intense, and sometimes it's more. You feed it more, right? Just become aware of these cycles. And then you start to realize that you know, at some point you go into a stress phase where you might feel the symptoms more or less. It depends what it is, obviously. But you see the difference between stress phase and regeneration phase. Just do that and you're going to have some light bulbs come on.
And how would you say the people that are listening, how can they sort of know if they're stressed and in regeneration? What can we give it, say, as just a couple of tips as to how to know which is which?
Right, right.
Not in terms of specific disease, but just in terms of generally, yeah.
Right, right. I mean, I think most people actually do know.
Yeah.
If they really calm down and quiet down a little bit, they know when they're stressed and when not. It's all relative, right? And one thing I want to say before talk about this is, you know, stress is not bad. I mean, stress is actually very important. Stress is part of our life. So this, which we call the positive stress, right? It says we feel more energized, we feel more motivated. That is totally good and normal. But if there's stress where we feel disempowered, where we feel helpless, where we don't know why we have a certain situation, then usually that's when the body starts to react and tries to counterbalance, because, you know, we can't deal with that stressful situation.
And it's almost like the degree to overwhelm, isn't it? It's because you have that eustress of you're under stress, but it's perfectly aligned and it's, you know, it's good stress. It keeps you going
exactly.
And you feel focused. But then you have this de-stress, which it just crosses over a threshold of now you're overwhelmed by it and now you're triggering your stress responses, natural stress responses of the body, and you're starting to experience symptomology in the body, in the specific organs.
Right, right. And basically, you know, the easiest way to notice is when, you know, I for me at least, and for a lot of people, you can't sleep at night. You know, at night, you think about something all the time. When situation, something, you know, it might be a fight with a boss. It might be a relationship thing. It might be something that happened to you and you just can't get it out of your head. That's one symptom that, or one symbol that you're still in the stress phase. Obviously, physically, you feel stress hormones. You know, you can't calm down. You know, you have higher blood pressure. You have cold hands and feet and so on. And comparatively, in the regeneration phase is when you feel kind of tired, exhausted, which is also interesting because we used to think that, well, if somebody's really exhausted, that, well, that's a bad thing. You know, they actually are sick, but you know, what is really happening, the body, it's a call of our body to calm down, to allow the healing to happen. That's why we are exhausted or tired. You know, our body needs the resources, needs the energy to repair whatever that organ tissue process we had going beforehand.
Yeah, and you're not actually sick in that point. You might be expressing symptomology of sickness, but it's actually when your body is going through that healing process. And that's I remember a story of being at work, and I've heard that one of my colleagues, she was of Eastern origin, and whenever she'd feel a cold or flu coming up, she'd instantly go home and rest to allow the body to go through, rather than taking a pill or taking a medication to fight through it to stop the symptoms. It was, no, I recognize my body is actually healing and I need to rest rather than trying to mask it.
Yeah, and let me say something about that, about medication. Obviously, you know, I'm not a doctor and I can't prescribe, and, you know, I would recommend a certain, you know, not to take a medication or do. But from my own experience and working with a lot of clients, is it's important that we know that, you know, whatever medication we take, it's a treatment of the symptoms. We're trying to manage the symptom, but we do not really address the core. So that is something we really need to understand. And, you know, like Dean Ornish always uses this example, you know, you have like a lot of water on the floor, right? You know, the water is just all over the place, and you mop it up, it's clean, you turn around, and it's again a lot of water.
Yeah.
And it's just water, water everywhere. You mop it up, meaning you use some medication, use some methods to mop it up, to kind of clean it up, right? But then you turn around, it's there again. And what didn't you do? You just didn't turn off the faucet.
It didn't turn off the tap, yeah.
Why don't you just go turn off the tap, and then the water is doesn't flow anymore? And that is really what we have to look at. You know, it's all about what's really triggering. And also from a medical, traditional medicine point of view, obviously, you know, the organ reactions, we have the strong metabolism, we have inflammations, you know, the biochemistry does all the things that we know it does. That's all the same, that nothing changes there. Right, the big difference is that we're expanding on our perception of health. We just don't look at the biochemical level. We integrate our emotions and our thought patterns, our beliefs, and the social environment, and in a very specific way that allows us to transform things very quickly, as you said, John. I mean, and maybe I can give a few examples. You know,
yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, for example, I just had a client, you know, heart muscle, right? Where she felt like a lot of heart, you know, the tightness around the chest, for example, and just feeling really tight, and it just had a bit of a hard time breathing. And, you know, and the diagnosis wasn't as clear, but when we talked about the situation, I mean, you know, it was very clear that she felt totally overwhelmed in her life. And just, you know, metaphorically speaking, the heart is the busiest organ. The heart muscle is the busiest muscle in our body. It has to pump. And if something really overwhelms us, emotionally especially, you know, then the heart muscle has to work even more. And at some point, it just feels kind of overwhelmed. And you know, and that's the way we experience it with the tightness in chest. The moment she understood that it has to do with this feeling of overwhelm, being easily or quickly overwhelmed, even if in reality it might not have been that much work or the situation wasn't as bad, but it was her perception of being overwhelmed quickly. The moment she started to shift and change, the heart muscles start to relax, and within a few days it was gone. Now, one thing I'd like to address, you know, these things, we have certain tracks, certain belief systems within us. So even, let's say, in this situation, if she would be overwhelmed again a couple of days or a couple of weeks or a couple of months later, very likely the heart muscle might react again. But that's the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. Because now she knows that, my heart muscle is reacting. I guess I'm overwhelmed.
I recognize the pattern. Yeah, I can.
Yeah, and to me, you know, I worked with biofeedback for so long. The most powerful biofeedback machine in the universe is our body. There is nothing more sensitive than our body, if we see it that way, that our body just gives us these signals, and we listen, we make the changes we need to make. You know, goes back to health.
Fantastic. And even just talking about that eczema as well, because sometimes that can be tricky to people to understand it. Actually, the symptoms that they're having is a sign that they're in healing. And in my own life, I remember I had eczema as a child behind my knees, my right knee, and especially. And it would always be when I actually visited with a family member that had left the family dynamic, and unconsciously, obviously I didn't know this then, I was only about 8-9, that I'd been very stressed about that separation. And it was interesting because every time I would go and visit the family member, my eczema would flare up and get all red and raw and itchy and really bad. But then when you go to see the doctor, it's like, look at what, did you eat any food? Was there any allergens? What was the outside in sort of stuff? I'm really not looking at that concept of, oh, it's because of how I was feeling about how I was actually perceiving that situation going on. And then you recognize that pattern, isn't it? And then once you've recognized that pattern, you can then do the work to actually shift these things so that you don't actually have to have the experience of that symptom anymore.
Right. And like you said, I mean, a lot of it we can just do ourselves, becoming aware of the situation, the connections. And then I think, you know, most of us have that feeling inside of us that if we really ask, I think we have to calm down first because we're usually so busy in our minds that we don't even listen. We can't even calm down to even sense our emotions and our intuitions. But once we calm down a little bit, you know, then I think it just comes up very naturally and we know what we need to do. And then going step by step and really transforming. And obviously, very often it is important to have a good guide, you know, and we've seen this in our mental health professionals. We have, you know, probably over 1,000 or several thousand trained so far in the worldwide, and where, you know, if there's a guide there that can help you, the process just goes so much faster. Because the reason is, it's very difficult us consciously, or that I talk consciously with my unconscious, because all these processes are part of the unconscious mind, that automated, that's like a tape player, right? The tape player might say, I'm not worthy, I can't do this, I'm too stupid, and I get angry because I'm too stupid to do that. And obviously that affects our bone structure, our muscular structure. And so having someone that is trained and knows how to help you shift is, I think, very important and very helpful.
And it goes back to that old saying, doesn't it, that no problem can be resolved at the same level of thinking that created it. And like as we drop into one of these conflicts that we're experiencing, we're now in a state of conflict. And so the state that leads us out, the state of mind that leads us out of that, is not that same state. So sometimes we need a reflection. We need a guide to help us to shift and move from that. So great. We're going to go into our last short break of the today's show. And then when we're going to come back, Johannes is going to lead us through a nice simple exercise just to explore a little bit more into a specific symptom you might be experiencing now. So I look forward to being back with you in just a couple of minutes.
Wonderful.
Nine different energy systems make up the energy body. Energy is all around us and connects us. Energy exerts a major control over our biology and is a big reason why you should be tuning in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Deatley. We'll explore energy balance techniques, tips, and patterns to keep your flow of energy optimal to maintain maximal health. By adopting these techniques, you will keep your energy body and physical body in harmony. Listen for Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with Lucy Hewitt and her guest experts. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Healing from Within with John Robson. To participate in our discussion today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to john@meta-medicineusa.com. Now, back to Healing from Within.
Hello, good to be here back with you. Thank you for rejoining and coming back with us, and hopefully you're finding the show really insightful. Maybe you're starting to really get some insights into some of the specific things that you're experiencing, or just opening up that doorway, or really just connecting with something that you already know to be true from a long time ago. And it's just really exciting for you that there's many things out there, and there's mental health is out there for you to maybe go into it even further and understand it even further. We're back here with I'm obviously your host, John Robson. We've got our good guest, special guest, Johannes Vislinger, who's not only the president of the International MetaMedicine Association, but also founded the Meta Health University as too, which helps with training in mental health as well as other things. So, Johannes, so it'd be wonderful to lead into this meditation so that the listeners can actually get a real experience today.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and it's not really so much a meditation, you know. They don't want to scare people away that they need to meditate now.
I don't know how to meditate.
No, I'm joking.
All those
I'm
fears
joking.
That come up, yeah.
I just want to, like, a minute or two, do a little exercise that allows you to really feel that there's a deeper meaning of the symptoms that you experience. So please don't do this if you are busy or if you have to drive or anything else that you need to be focusing on.
Wait for a quiet time when you're sitting still at home or something.
Exactly. Exactly. So basically just sit still for a second, you know, and just notice your busy mind, you know, listening to my voice, to John's voice. And start to go connect a bit more with your body. And obviously, when we talk about, emotions and thoughts, especially emotions, it's a great way just to tune into your body, to feel your body. Now, even your mind might be very busy and say this and that, and just say thank you and focus again on the body and breathe a little deeper if you can, and allow yourself to be relaxed. And then pick one symptom that you might experience right now. Pick something that you're actually feeling right now. It could be something very minor. It doesn't have to be something serious. So focus on that organ where you experience that symptom. So again, if it's the skin, just feel the skin on the outside. If it's more the back, just feel the back, maybe the muscles, the bone. If it's, let's say, the stomach, just go into your stomach. It's kind of with your attention. Go into that stomach, into that organ that you want to look at, and connect the breathing into that organ. So your mind, your focus, your attention is in that organ. And you start breathing into that organ. Breathing in and out and just feeling that part of your body a bit more. And you might be surprised that actually you feel the symptom a bit more than you did before, which is very normal. So again, feel that organ tissue, and then very spontaneously, very quickly ask yourself, what is that emotional connection with that organ? What's stored in that organ tissue? Very quickly, whatever comes up first. So allow it to pop up, to bubble up. And whatever comes first, usually in our intuition, it kind of wants to come up, the meaning of whatever is stored, whatever blockages or whatever, you know, energies are stored in a certain tissue. And then usually the mind comes in. So use whatever comes up first. And again, it's very simple and very, very easy to do, you know, and for many of us, it's just very revealing because it kind of confirms what we probably felt already, that a very specific thought pattern is connected with that organ. So, again, and then once that, you know, feeling, that emotion, that thought coming up, look at it from a bit of a distance and see, what does that mean to you? You know, what's the emotion? And then realize that you have the power, you have the ability to make shifts, to attach different meaning. Look at, what is the meaning? What's the meaning I'm attaching to that emotion or to this life situation that was sitting, so to speak, in that organ? And you will see a process that starts of becoming more and more aware. So a very simple exercise, but I've seen tremendous transformations.
I completely agree. And just that simple exercise of asking the question, if you were to have a conversation with that organ of your body, what would it tell you about the conflict that you're having? And it's really interesting. People just go, oh, it feels like sadness, or I need more space, or yeah, I had a guy on just last week, and it was that in the knee there was a deep sense of sadness in there, linked to an experience he was having. I was in a shop just the other day taking somebody through this, and it was a back problem that they were having, and it was, I just need more space. Give me more space. And just in that awareness of just connecting to that body and organ of what's going on and whatever comes up, whether it, because some people it's in a color too, it can be
right.
Yeah, it's like not always maybe a word or a feeling that comes up. Sometimes it is. But sometimes they're like, oh, there's just a black color there, or a dark color, or a dullish color, or something of some quality. And then we explore, what is that about? And it reveals so much more, doesn't it? Have you had that experience?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's that process of getting started and connecting more with our bodies and the emotions that are stored in our organs. I think the beautiful thing here is that you just allow it to happen. You trust your body that whatever symptoms it's showing you, that they're connected with very specific emotions, very specific thought patterns, and a very specific life situation that you experienced. And you become aware of it, change the meaning, and your life really starts to transform and change. It's beautiful.
And that's so important there as well, because once you've got, even if you've got something, whether it be a color or an emotion that comes up, then the mind associates, oh, the life situation. And then you can reveal, okay, so what beliefs are there that are running in there? Is that maybe I don't have enough space, or I'll always experience this trouble, or there's some belief that's running, some thought that's an over-repeating thought. And then all of that awareness just gets you a whole picture of, wow, my body, through this pain that I was experiencing in my elbow, my shoulder, my whatever, my heart, my colon, whatever, this is what was going on, that whole pattern associated with it. And like you say, then you start to make those adjustments and refinements in your thinking, and the whole experience, it can change.
Right, exactly.
And so we've got just let's start to introduce people, because hopefully they got a real, hopefully you listening, you got to practice that exercise right now, or maybe you've stored it for later and you're going to do it later. But we've also got something really exciting coming up for you in November of 2013 here, depending on when you're listening to the show. It's going to be around for a while. We have the World Online, Free Online World Mental Health Summit. Can you tell us a little bit about what's in store for people, Johannes?
Oh, it's going to be amazing because we have 30 world-renowned health experts in integrative medicine and mental health. You know, we have a great combination of traditional medicine, complementary mental health. So it's really something for everyone. But I think what the uniqueness is that all of the speakers, they totally or passionately are working and talking about this revolutionary new healing paradigm, this new, you know, the shift that is happening from the disease management. We right now, we don't have a healing, a healthcare system. We have a disease management system. And it needs to shift. There's absolutely no way around it because it just can't continue like this. It can't be paid anymore, you know, and many reasons. But it's shifting into this healing paradigm, into a truly integrative healthcare system. So basically we have Bruce Lipton, which talks about epigenetics, the genetics, you know, and how our lifestyle totally influences our health. With Mimi Guarneri from San Diego University, Scripps University, she talks about treating heart disease, prevention, true natural approaches to prevention. Bernie Siegel, which is a legend really, you know, in terms of mind-body medicine, you know, he's in this 80, 85, he's amazing. I just interviewed him a couple of days ago, actually. He talks about his experience, the art of healing. Dr. David Katz, which is he's from Yale Integrative Medicine University or Center, talks about obesity, you know, diabetes. I mean, Gary Craig, the inventor of EFTs, there, Ted and Adriana James, you know, which are brilliant NLP and timeline therapy teachers. John Robbins and Ocean Robbins, you know, from Baskin Robbins family, that wrote Big Nutritionalist and very much into the GMO discussion. We have yoga teachers. We have a lot of mental health trainers that are absolutely brilliant and give you very specific guidance about your health issues. So it's not just lectures, but it's very specific, something you really can take home. And the best thing is it's free. You know, what can I say? You know, the whole idea was really to introduce this new revolutionary healing paradigm and knowledge and wisdom and tools to as many people as possible. So you can sign up at metahealthsummit.com.
MetaHealthSummit.com. And also, they actually, if they go to the Healing From Within homepage that they're listening to this show on, just down there in the bottom right-hand corner, there's a Join Our Meta Health World Online Summit. So they can click straight there on that link and follow through and find out more information about the whole summit and what's in store.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest way. Just go to the radio show website, click it, and then again, it's for free. And obviously digital downloads are available too if you want to. But so it's November 21st to 30th. And it's really, you know, no matter what your health issue is, you know, from heart disease, diabetes, back pain, eczema, or even cancer, a lot of cancer experts going to talk about ways to naturally heal cancer, because this is such a misperception that a lot of these so-called serious health issues cannot be reversed. We're going to talk about studies, double-blind, absolutely scientifically confirmed studies that heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and many other health issues can be reversed, not just stopped, but reversed. And I think it's absolutely important for whoever has some health issues to attend.
Sounds like there's just going to be a wealth of knowledge on that event for people to really grasp it. And like we say, the best part about it is you can not only is it free, but you can learn from these great teachers all in one place from the comfort of your own home.
Absolutely, and it's accessible from everywhere in the world. It's video, so you see the people talk, you listen to them, and you know you're really going to be inspired and motivated to actually make the changes. You know, they give you very specific tips and recommendations what you actually can do to really shift, you know, and be healthier, be more successful, and so on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being on the event and sharing about chronic fatigue, migraines, and autoimmune disorders. So I'm looking forward to that there as well, sharing that. Well, it's been absolutely a pleasure to have you on the show, Johannes. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with us here today.
Thank you, John. Really appreciate it. And thanks so much. And I hope, you know, the show is going all over the world because it's such an important message that you're transmitting all over the world.
Definitely. And for all those that tuned into the show, thank you so much for joining us. We really do hope that you got some real key points and lessons from today's show. And we really look forward to and really excited about hearing from you, hearing your questions about this new thing. And we're looking forward to bringing more and more with you over the coming shows. So you take care of yourself and do get in touch. Remember, you can email me, John, J-O-N at meta-medicineusa.com at any time. I look forward to hearing from you soon and speaking with you again next week. You take care.
Thank you for joining us this week. Please tune in to Healing From Within featuring your host, John Robson, next Wednesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll see you next week as we continue to transform your health from within.